Well, hello, people. And I seem that most people have survived the coronation here in the UK. So let's take a look at some stories, news stories. You know, important ones that are happening today. Now, I haven't put any links down to the news items below, because I'll tell you about the stories myself. And who can tell the stories better than I can? So this femon in the picture is from Australia. And she got stuck in the outback sort of thing. In the mud. Well, she got a vehicle stuck in the mud. But a guy could have got it out. And survived 5 days on just wine and apparently lollipops. By the look of this femon, that's not all she survived on. I mean, let's just say she survived on her resources. Anyway, here's a picture of her being rescued. As you notice, the femon is carrying a big bag. Of course, femons carry bags all the time. It's just one of those things. And probably when they got there, she had a hut already built, had a nice raging fire, had some food cooking that she probably hunted and killed herself, probably had running water through her little camp, and probably made a multitude of weapons, you know, to protect herself, like spears, bow and arrow, that sort of thing. And I believe the rescuers were men, so she probably offered them a drink after their long trek from berries that she'd crushed earlier. Yeah, right, eh, guys? The reality is she probably never left the vehicle. She had to go to the toilet somewhere, though. That must have been scary for her. Generally speaking, femons and the wild don't go together too well. But at least it was a happy ending for this femon. I believe the rescuers were male, and I think there should be a law. When femons get lost in the forest, they should have the femon survival team look for them. And if it's a man, they should have men survival team look for them. I can't imagine any problems arising from femons looking for lost femons in the wilderness. Can you? Yeah, I bet that would work out real well. And here's another picture, and this is in the UK. As I said to you, there'd be a lot of revelers about, and it'd be all in the papers. But there won't be any males about. It'll be all femon revelers. And you know what? I can't see the difference between a Saturday night and the coronation. Because these femons are just one-trick ponies. And I did say there would probably be a Union Jack bikini. And of course, femons don't disappoint there. Of course, this wasn't the only one. There were many of them. When in doubt, get the bikini out. Or when in doubt, get the breasts out. I mean, just once I'd like them to do something different. But it hasn't happened yet. They just do exactly the same thing every time. They just change the theme. Complexed, they ain't. And here's a picture of another femon. Now this is the cultural secretary of the UK. Obviously a diversity pick. And we've all seen these diversity picks, how well they work out. And they're all about the same. They're very woke. And do you have anything to say, cultural secretary? No. We've heard it all before. And they can waffle on really well. And virtual signal. About how good things are going and what they're doing. But if you take a closer look, you will see that nothing is getting done. It's a complete mess. But that doesn't stop them virtual signaling saying everything is just wonderful. Femons in these positions always seem to have the same sort of MO, don't they? Take a look at the Prime Minister of New Zealand that's not there anymore. I mean, do you have anything to say? Whoa, settle down. Here's some sugar cubes. There was a couple of guys in the government actually said the truth. That everything she did failed miserably. And the people were in a far worse place than when she started. And it's funny how they kind of all have the same look on their face, a kind of space cadet look. And they seem to be always smiling. Why are they smiling? To hide the lies. Boy, I know all these types of people, whether they be male or femon. Virtual single. But the femons are the best at it. Of course, the best one at the moment is that advertising guru for Bud Light. And that was yet another diversity pick. So, honey, have you got any good ideas for an advertising campaign? Yeah, I thought so. I don't know, maybe things will change and they might pick somebody that actually can do the job instead of just ticks a box. Well, that's just some of the news, of course. Generally all about femons, of course. And how disastrous they have become. And how delusional and unrealistic. And failing dramatically everywhere. Oh, I'm sorry. how the Femons are doing very well in their positions, making no mistakes whatsoever, and everything's running along smoothly, and just move along, nothing to see here. I can't be the only one seeing it. I mean, there must be something they can do besides slapping a bikini on or getting their breasts out. I mean, there may be some Femons somewhere that are doing a great job and actually getting things done. But I, for the life of me, haven't found one yet. And it's the way the social media and the media generally protects them. So apparently we don't notice them muck up. Well, I see it, and I think a lot of you guys out there do too. Now I've got tomorrow off, and so it's going to be another beer night for me, so there may be another video. It depends, I might go on the porn site instead. Oh, listen, honey, while you're still there, what did you think of this video? Take it easy, fellas.